When the whole family comes together to watch the game, nobody wants to miss a second of the action to run to the grocery store. With Instacart, you can get all your weekly groceries in as fast as an hour. Less time shopping means more game time. Let's go. Visit instacart.com to get free delivery on your first three orders. Offer valid for a limited time. $10 minimum per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, should we start this show?
Yeah, I'm down. Just buying a car in Carvana first.
Ooh, for real?
Yeah, it's super convenient. I already got pre-qualified in 2 minutes. All I had to do is answer a few questions.
Ooh, that's helpful.
And now just customizing my down and monthly payments.
Ooh, that's a very fair deal.
Yep. Boom. Just bought a car. And you get to take me to the Carvana vending machine in a couple days to pick it up.
Ooh. I'm kind of busy.
Visit Carvana.com to finance your next car.
Financing subject to credit approval.
We welcome David Haw from our Chicago affiliate, AM 670 The Score, getting set for his own morning show. I'm sure at this point, your eyes are rolling back in your head talking about the Bears and the number one overall pick. But did I miss something? Did Ryan Poles tip his hand?
Morning, Amy. You know, I think when you listen closely, as often as we have had to listen closely here in Chicago, I do think there was a little bit of a shift in tone. And the way that I talked about it on the Mullen Haw show here in Chicago was that when you talk about wanting to do right by somebody, I think that philosophically you've reached a point in your mind and also in the minds of your football team and your, for everyone to know that you're probably going to be doing something because that's going to require you to do right by him. And I think that those comments came on the same day that Matt Eberflus described his ideal quarterback and what situations his ideal quarterback excelled in. And in each category, they were categories that Justin Fields really had fallen short. So we do have our amateur detective badges here in Chicago, and the football police has concluded that this might have been a case that we're getting closer to solving based on those comments.
As someone who has watched this team extensively, what are the pros and cons for drafting Caleb Williams and parting ways with Justin?
Well, I think there are definitely more pros than cons, and I've always been one who has believed that it's time for them to move on. And the way I framed it, Amy, is that the Bears, it's not so much a debate as it is a luxury that they have right now. That they can make a decision, and they have two choices. One is a good one. The other one is better. The good one is if they keep Justin Fields and they trade out of that position and they surround him with more talent, yeah, they're going to be a better football team and able to potentially contend for the NFC North title as early as next year. The better decision is to take your chances on what could be an elite talent, a guy who in Caleb Williams, people who evaluate talent for a living, have a pretty good consensus that he's one of the best prospects coming out in more than a decade. And that's how you win Super Bowls. So that's a better choice to me because if you're the Bears, you haven't gotten it right at the quarterback position traditionally, historically. That's all stuff that we understand. And if you really want to swing for the fences, you take Caleb Williams and you don't entertain any kind of trade options or proposals because this is the guy that despite what you could get in return for that pick, this is the guy you want to build around. Ask the Texans if they would take a haul for C.J. Stroud or the Bengals if they would take a haul for Joe Burrow or the Jaguars and Trevor Lawrence. Typically, they would say no. They would hang up the phone because you need that guy to get where you want to go.
We'll talk about Caleb in a second because he's done an extensive interview about Chicago and it sounds like he's getting ready for the possibility. But when you look at Justin and these last few years with him, where do you point the finger of, I don't want to call it a failure, but the shortcomings and why it didn't work?
He didn't reach his potential, I think, in Chicago in 3 seasons. And I think that there was shared responsibility. If you wanted to the blame pie, I think the majority – or maybe just 60-40, you know, he wasn't surrounded with talent. Then he had a coaching staff that didn't quite know how to maximize his talent and try to force him into a box, square peg and round hole and all that. Mm-hmm. But I do think that Justin Fields does bear some of the responsibility as well because he never really took that next step as a passer. Things were too hard. He did not really grasp the easy throws, and the layups were more difficult than they needed to be. If you graded the flashes and his running ability made him special, if you graded the flashes, he was an exceptional and is an extraordinary player. But I think he needs to, he needs to get more consistent, and I think he can be a starting quarterback in the league, but I think that comes with some limitations. He can improve. He will ascend, but I just don't think he's going to do that in Chicago.
David Haugh is getting ready for his morning show, Mully and Haugh, on our Chicago affiliate, AM 670 The Score. They've talked about this ad nauseum. Oh, and we're only a couple months away from the draft. Fantastic. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence here on CBS Sports Radio. What did you think of, or what have you thought about Caleb Williams and what you've seen of him in college, but also his comments to Pete Thamel, the interview that he did in which he really raved about Chicago?
I really think that was one of the more important developments in this pre-draft process, that he talked to a reporter with whom he is obviously comfortable, and he cleared up a lot of the misconceptions and misinformation that had been lingering out there for far too long. I don't think that I don't think it was really fair to hold Caleb Williams responsible for some of the things maybe he didn't say and we didn't hear him say. So what he did, I think the big picture, you know, bullet points, he said he would play in Chicago. He said he's going to talk Friday at the Combine. He's going to let people get to know him, and he also wants to be great. And in this football town, I think those are things that people have been waiting to hear. He also played to the crowd a little bit, understanding where he is, and he did say he loved deep dish pizza, Walter Payton, and Michael Jordan. There's no better way to pander to the Bear crowd and the Bear fan base and to mention those things.
So good. All right, let's pivot to baseball a little bit. Craig Counsell taking over as manager of the Cubs. Cody Bellinger is back. What's the excitement level if we're grading on a 1 to 10 scale?
Finally, it's a relief as much as excitement, Amy. We've been waiting for this for a very long time. They go out and they poach Counsell in November and the beginning of an offseason full of excitement and raised expectations. Waited to get Bellinger officially into the fold till yesterday. Mm-hmm. That was because it was a long dance with Scott Boras. Right now there's excitement because the Cubs won 83 games last year but blew it down the stretch. They needed to get Bellinger back for them to be legitimate contenders in that division, and now they are. So there's anticipation for opening day, and the Cubs are going to be good again, and that's always fun because I think when you go out and you get the highest paid manager in baseball, you tell everybody in town you're serious about getting to the postseason because it's been far too long since they've been there.
I keep hearing words like sledgehammer and uncomfortable and change with Craig Counsell. What is he out to do? What needs to be changed with the Cubs?
I think it's got to be more subtle than it may be a sledgehammer. I think he's a guy that's going to be very direct, but you're going to see him over time. Oh, I didn't think of that. Oh, wasn't that really a good move? He's not somebody that is got to be the loudest guy in the room, and he certainly might be the smartest. But I think over time you're going to see the way that he not only handles the bullpen, but uses his lineups, keeps people fresh, and makes in-game decisions that maybe will give the Cubs an advantage they haven't had before. That's not a disrespect to David Ross. David Ross was the right guy at the right time for this team when he was hired and replaced Joe Maddon. But likewise, I think Craig Counsell is the right guy to take them to the next step.
David Haugh is with us from AM 670, The Score in Chicago. What's wrong with the Bills. I'm still in football mode. What's wrong with the Bulls?
What's wrong with the Bulls? They're coming off one of the biggest wins of the season.
I know, but
one of the biggest losses of the season.
I know,
in 24 hours, they were crazy. The extremes, I'm getting dizzy. Everybody in Chicago doesn't know. The Bulls are terrible, then the Bulls are back. I don't know what to believe because that last night, double overtime, kept us up way too late for people that work the morning show. But it was worth staying up for because they had 74 rebounds against the Cavaliers. 74. That's crazy, Amy. I don't know. The Bulls, they're a bad team. They're under 500, but they're still going to probably sneak into the play-in and raise some hopes and earn the right to get swept by the Celtics.
Well, you say 74 rebounds, and I think a lot of missed shots. That's a lot of missed shots. Oh,
that's
my gosh.
Brand. That's on brand. They can't shoot the three. They can't hit the three. DeMar DeRozan's the master of the mid-range, but this is a team that really isn't it's constructed great, but now they have all kinds of injuries, and now they're just trying to hang on.
Mm. Well, before I let you go, I have a special place in my heart for anyone who does a polar bear plunge. I see that's on your horizon.
Well, you know, Amy, it's been a very unusual winter in Chicago. I picked the most mild winter to do it. It's going to be 60 degrees Sunday on the lakefront, and I am going to take the polar plunge. I can't wait.
Wait, forget the air temperature, David. What's the water temp going to be like?
I'm in denial. I have no idea. I just know it's going to be 60 degrees out, and I can do this because I want to do it. I've been wanting to do it. it's a great cause, yes. Special Olympics Chicago, so I'm looking forward to it.
Well, just so you know, not to scare you or anything, but I did one with the Maryland State Police and Special Olympics in Maryland a few years ago in the Chesapeake Bay, and the water was 35 degrees. And first of all, try not to run into the water, because when you do, you'll trip and fall flat on your face because, right, the water holds up your lower half and your top half has got momentum. Or maybe it's just me. I tripped and fell flat on my face in the water, and then within, I don't know, about 15 seconds, I could not feel my lower half. So,
whoa.
Yeah.
Well, I could have done without knowing that, Amy, but I look forward to seeing the video pop up somewhere on your Twitter feed if you have that.
Yeah.
Because I'd love to see it.
I do have the video. I've actually never shared it, but maybe just to show support for you.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I know the help I can get.
You can find David on Twitter at David Haugh, H-A-U-G-H. You can hear him on AM 670, The Score in Chicago, plus the Odyssey app, getting set to do his show, Mully and Haugh, and also the Take the North podcast. Great to have you again. Have a great day. Thanks so much for a couple of minutes.
Anytime, Amy. Thank you.
We've seen a lot of change in the past 20 years, but two decades later, Mountain Dew Baja Blast is still a fan favorite, bringing you the bold tropical lime flavor that folks can't get enough of. It takes you back to a sunny day at the beach with every delicious sip. And don't you want that feeling all the time? Well, 2024 is the year. In celebration of their 20th Baja-versary, you can sip Baja Blast all year long. So pick up a Baja Blast wherever you are. In stores now.
When something happens to your car, you might say,
"No! My car!"
But what you really need to say is something that can actually help.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
And just like that, State Farm is there to help you file your claim right on the State Farm mobile app. So, just remember, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. 2024 Santa Fe, available early 2024.